Welcome to our second SPG podcast. Dr. Cassilly here. And thanks for the feedback for the podcast last week saying that you really liked the new format. And we're going to continue with the same format as the last time. First section, the celebration of the success of our great girls. Second section, school events. The third, forthcoming events and reminders. And the fourth, just one thing. And today I'm being joined by Mrs. O'Brien, who's going to talk to us about reading. And then we will end with prayer. So the first section, celebrating the success of our girls. I want to say an absolute huge well done to our amazing artists who had their work exhibited at the Art Yard Art Gallery. We had a truly amazing opening exhibition on Monday, and their exhibits were phenomenal. To see the quality of the girls' work, the range of their artistic skills and the techniques, and the pride in showing their work to us was just so great, as are they. Personally, I love art. I just cannot do it. But the girls more than make up for me, and truly, their artwork reflects not only their artistic skills, but is also a reflection of their beautiful souls. So very well done to our Year 10 GCSE artists. I'd also like to say well done to Year 12, who were part of our Scholars Programme. They achieved record-breaking results. 57% of them received a first, and 43% received a 2-1 for their thesis, which was marked at university standard. This is truly, truly amazing. So well done to Andrea, Grace, Julia, Martha, Debrani, Helen, Lena, Aloha, Jessica, Alexandra, Laura, Maya, Elizabeth, and Iriloa. They had an excellent graduation at the University of Birmingham on Wednesday and were so filled with pride with all of their success. And today, Friday, I'd like to say congratulations to Orla in Year 8. The MS Wear Orange Day. MS has orange as their signature colour. And it was so amazing to see the vibrancy around school, with everyone making the effort to wear orange or bright colours. And it not only raised valuable funds, £800 so far, but also raised great awareness of MS and how we can help and have greater empathy for those with MS. From a netballing perspective, I'd like to say congratulations to Tilly and Martina in Year 9, who participated in the national and highly prestigious Leeds Rhino tournament for netball. They achieved a silver medal, which was presented by the England netball player, Leah Guskov, no less. The girls showed great resilience, wonderful determination in all of their games, and tremendous skill. We're so proud of them to be competing so successfully at such a high level. Very well done. And then congratulations to Alejandra and the Chaplaincy Champions, who have worked so hard in attaining the CAFOD Live Simply Award. We're delighted to have achieved this award and very grateful to the girls who presented so well in the assessment. Well done to Beatrice, Emily, Joanna, Cheldane, Brittany, Miriam and Leticia. They were truly outstanding ambassadors for SPG. And now on to school events. On Thursday, we had our annual May procession, which has been celebrated in our school since 1908. Year 7 certainly lived up to the great tradition and brought great glory to our Blessed Lady in their prayerfulness and beautiful singing. The chapel roof was indeed raised to the singing of O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the Angels and Queen of the May. Well done to all of Year 7, and well done in particular to the girls carrying the statue around the procession route, to Anash Rose, to Hope, Olivia and Olivia Lassie, and to Freya, who had the privilege of crowning Our Lady as it was her birthday on that day. What a memory she will have for her birthday. And thanks also to our altar servers, Chloe, Rhea, Favour, Anaya and Raphael. I'd like to say thank you to the English team for organising a visit to the Alexander Theatre for an inspector calls. It was absolutely brilliant and the girls really thrived and enjoyed the whole performance. Thank you as well to the technology team for bringing our girls to the BCU Textiles Graduate Show. It was such an enlightening and inspiring opportunity to see all the girls able to see the career pathways available in textiles. They were so impressed with the levels of skill and textile talent in our girls, and it was a really wonderful day. We were also delighted to attend the Deanery Vocation Mass on Wednesday, and thank you to Abigail, Holly, Kirian, Dejanay and Alicia for being such wonderful ambassadors for our school. Well done in particular to Abigail for reading with such clarity and conviction. She did us proud. And now for our forthcoming events. On the school website, there is a section for support over the half term. There's the contact details for Cuth and for PAWS, for any mental health support, and also of the Trussell Trust. I'd just like to say to all parents, never be afraid to contact school if you find yourself struggling. We are SPG family and we're always here to help. Please contact Mrs. Liddell, our family liaison support, if you would ever like some additional guidance or additional support on any area that you're struggling with or worried about. She has great experience as well as great empathy, and do feel free to contact her in confidence. We return to school on Monday, the 2nd of June, at normal time at 8:50. And just a reminder that Friday, the 4th of July, is an inset day. We look forward to Year 11 having their Mass of Thanksgiving on Thursday, the 19th of June. And this will be followed by the Year 11 and Year 13 prom on Friday, the 20th of May at St Andrew's Football Club. Yes, you have heard that right. We are going to Birmingham City Football Club for the prom. However, I feel that I will be wearing a claret dress. And now we're just going to go to the section called Just One Thing. And I'm going to hand over to the wonderful Mrs. O'Brien, who's going to share some ideas about reading. Thank you, Mrs. O'Brien.
Thank you, Dr. Cassidy. Our Just One Thing today is sharing reading. And when we think of reading with our children, perhaps we picture bedtime stories and reading with them in primary age. But research is showing that sharing reading in any form can make a big difference even during the teen years. When you share reading with your daughter, you are showing them that reading matters, that reading is enjoyable, and also that it is something worth talking about. So strategies I'd like to share with you today are to encourage reading in any form. Sometimes we worry that our daughters may not be reading the right book or what's the best book. But in all honesty, the best book is the one that they want to read. When it comes to getting teens enjoying reading, the genre really does not matter. It may be fantasy, horror, romance, manga, or even fan fiction. What really matters is that they're engaged. And research shows that reading for pleasure in any form will build vocabulary boost empathy, and improve academic outcomes. Secondly, I would ask if you could model reading behaviour. Let your daughter see you reading for pleasure, whether that's books, newspapers, maybe it's magazines that you enjoy reading. Research from the National Literacy Trust shows that teens are more likely to value and more likely to enjoy reading when they see adults in their lives doing it regularly. And also talk about your reading and talk about their reading. Show an interest. Ask questions about books. Ask questions about articles or any online content that your daughter may be reading. It would be a good idea to swap recommendations, maybe share books that you have each enjoyed. Research has highlighted that shared reading experiences, like discussing books, are among the top strategies for increasing teen reading motivation. The reason for this? Because it makes reading feel social, not just academic. Perhaps you could make a conscious effort to read the same book, or alternatively, listen to audiobooks together. Sharing listening experiences during car rides, perhaps while you're doing chores or during downtime. And then research also tells us that reading aloud together is also really beneficial. And this is for teens, not just for younger children. Even if it is occasionally, reading aloud boosts enjoyment of reading. And really, that is the bottom line. Enjoyment is key. Teenagers who enjoy reading are far more likely to read regularly, and that is what's going to boost their vocabulary. It's what's going to improve their comprehension and in turn improve their academic performance. So really the takeaway from this just one thing is that sharing reading is about connection, not correction.
Wow, that sounds really, really helpful. And just talking about connection, what are you reading at the moment, Mrs. O'Brien?
So at the moment, actually, I'm joining Year 7 in their Reading Aloud curriculum. So Year 7 have been reading a text called The Breadwinner, which is about written by Deborah Ellis. And along with Year 7, I've really enjoyed seeing the story of Pavana unfold. Pavana is an 11-year-old girl who's growing up in Kabul in Afghanistan. And when her father is arrested, Pavana disguises herself as a boy to become the family's breadwinner. So along with Year 7, I've really enjoyed exploring themes of survival, resilience, and also the harsh realities for life for girls growing up under the Taliban regime.
Wow, I know the girls have really, really loved it, as have the staff. And what an inspirational and thought-provoking novel for the girls to be reading.
Absolutely, they have thoroughly enjoyed it. Could I ask you, Dr. Cassidy, what is it that you're reading at the moment?
Well, you know me, I would read a telephone directory if I had nothing to read. At the moment, actually, I'm reading David Attenborough's Ocean, Earth's Last Wilderness. And it's a really great read because it gives the most wonderful insight into the beauty, power and magnificence of the oceans. It wasn't what I was expecting, but it's really enjoyable and I'm getting loads out of it.
Sounds brilliant.
It's
great. A geographer, I'm sure I would love it. Could you please share when you're finished?
I will certainly pass along.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And now to our final section, prayer. We hold all our SPG family in our prayers every day. And at the moment, we're especially bringing to God the girls who are doing their public examinations. And so we conclude this podcast with a time for prayer. So let's just take a moment to pause and experience the still, small voice of calm in our lives. Let's look back on the week that's gone and thank God for one blessing. And let's just take the opportunity to thank God for our great girls. And I finish with a Celtic prayer to Our Lady, Mary, Queen of the May. Mother Mary, you are the joy of my soul. You are the dew of heaven to relieve my parching thirst. You are the stream of God's grace, flowing out from his heart into mine. You are the light of my darkened soul. You are the healing of my wounds. You are the strength of my weakness. You are the consolation of my hardship. Hear my prayers, poor sinner that I am, and grant me the grace I ask from you, O Mary, my mother, Queen of the May. Amen. Thank you again to Mrs. O'Brien for the Just One Thing, and to all the staff for all of their hard work, and to the girls for all of their tremendous efforts this week. Thank you to all the parents for your ongoing and positive and uplifting support, which means so much to us all. We hope you have a great half term. Thanks for everything. God bless. And remember, as we say to our great girls, I'm a St. Paul's girl, and there's nothing I cannot achieve.